Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Delta Egg Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, June 8th. The grains closed higher with July corn up 0.75 cents at 680, July wheat up 5 cents at 685, and July beans up 19.75 cents at 1580. The corn closed about 18 cents off its highs, the wheat 15 off the highs, the beans 17 off the highs. New crop corn was up 6.75 cents at 609. So the old crop, new crop spreads lost some more ground there. November beans were up 17 cents, but lost a couple of cents to the July. They closed at 14.57. We had some rains in North Dakota. First, it started off as showers and it kind of blew up into some pretty good storms. Minneapolis wheat was down 13.75 cents at 7.71 1/4. Last night it got up to 8.02, then it got down to 7.65, rallied back to about $8, then broke to a new low at 7.60, closed at 7.71 1/4 because of the rains. Now it doesn't look like South Dakota is going to get much rain, but it did look like some of the prairies in Canada did get some good rains, and there's more scheduled for the Dakotas and the prairies on Friday. So we'll see if we get that. Obviously, you know, the Dakotas are hot and dry. Des Moines, unless they've changed the forecast in the last hour, looks to be in the 90-92 range all for the next week to 8-9 days. Virtually no rain, so that's adding support to the back months. We've got the supply and demand report on Thursday. It should show about 100 million decrease in the corn carryout. I don't think that's unexpected. You know, with awful high prices here, I think it's pretty well built into the market. I think it's much more of a weather game. If we don't have any rains in the forecast and the report comes out 100 million less, we're certainly going to move higher. If the report comes out just a little bit under where we were and we have rains, the market will certainly seek lower levels out here. The bean oil closed up 125, but still short of a new contract or new historic high close. The meal was up 290, oil was up 125. You know, the market's still strong. We don't set back much. Obviously, higher prices today. I think this really seemed more turnaround Tuesday to me than anything else, and we'll see what tomorrow brings. If there's any showers that pop up or get put into the forecast, the market will fall apart overnight. If there's no showers out there, we should open up higher. That's assuming the palm oil doesn't break hard. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.